we have made some advancement, but I think we talk about it more than we actually deal with the issues. Because to deal with the issues is to upset the equilibrium of the way we think and the way we do church. And we have learned to go into our silos, our corners. Even multicultural churches tend to have little silos. We worship together, and then we leave and go into our little corners, and we discuss it among ourselves based on our political affiliations or based on our ethnic identity. And then we come back and worship together again, and it looks great in church on Sundays when it's a multicultural situation. Because we tend to flee if we have a difficult conversation. And I think that's a problem. Because what happens is if we have certain perspective or bring certain ideas to the conversation, immediately we get labeled, either categorized as a liberal or as a conservative or as a bigot or something. We label people based on their if they discuss the experiences. So we learn to be safe. To be your friend, I'll say things that are safe. And so I think that's a problem.
What does the Bible have to say about solving the problems of racial tension and inequality?
Well, directly, you know, as we know, this whole concept of race is a construct that happened at the start of American slavery. So that would have been post-scripture, but I think scripture speaks to it when it talks about justice and righteousness, when it talks about loving the other. Pentecost was all about hearing and understanding the voice of the other. You know, the Tower of Babel in Genesis, while they spoke different languages, but you couldn't understand each of them, so it caused division. And I think that's where we are in this country. People are speaking different languages, and nobody understands anybody. So then we only talk to people who speak the same language as we do, which is not everybody. So Pentecost, the power of Pentecost, is not that the Holy Spirit empowered people to speak different languages, although that is a work of the Spirit. The greater power of Pentecost is that they heard and understood the other, who didn't come from where they came from, didn't have that point of reference, did not. And that was a miracle of Pentecost. Wow, are these all Nigerians? How are they speaking the language that I understand when this is not, they're not from here, from where I'm from? So I think that has profound implications to racial reconciliation, is that a white person can never be a black person. A black person can never be a white person. And I don't mean that only as in skin color, but as in narrative, as in story, as in culture. But we can come together and we can be one in the unity of the Spirit, not because we speak the same language, but because we can hear and understand each other.